Hello, hello there. This is Kim Claver, and I'm delighted that you're here. I'm going to continue my story of how 27 years ago I was looking at this half-empty room where there were supposed to be about 30 new distributors there who were ready to change the world and learn how to do that with clean, affordable water and make a lot of money, obviously. And it was 20 minutes after the hour. The room was really maybe 12, 13 people instead of the 25 or 30 that I had expected. And from the story, you know that I had recruited about 30 new reps by the book, the MLM playbook. And this was my first time. So where were they? Where were these people? I was looking at this room thinking, oh no, that was my first time. This is Kim Claver, and I have built six of these companies to the top over the last 27 years. And that was my first time. It was, I think, 1996, 95, maybe 1994. You can see there are pictures of me many moons ago. And I have over the years continued to play in the field and become a distributor for various products and hit the top spots in most of the companies that I was in. That's me right now. And this is another company where I was number four in the top 10 in my first 6 weeks from one of the companies that I did. So I've been around doing this for quite a while, but that was my first time. Anyway, so I did the training. And I called my sponsor afterwards and said, you know, I don't know what this is, but half the people didn't show up. And she said, oh, that's normal. Most people quit. And I said, really? Most people quit? Yeah, she said, most people quit. And I told her, well, you know, I hate to add to it, but I'm probably going to quit too. Because if you know this and you're in a business where most people quit, why would I want to be in a business where most people quit? And you may think, well, you know, most people quit. Well, not in my life up until that point. I had a real estate business, and we had a good business. We had a good company. I was a commercial real estate broker. And the agents that I had recruited had never left like that. It was weird to me because I had a good real estate business, commercial real estate business, and the agents that I had recruited over the, you know, past year or so, they had never left. So she said, well, maybe you could do whatever you did to attract your agents. I thought, well, maybe I could do that. I didn't know it then, but the question that she posed really changed the rest of my network marketing life from that first company to 30 years ago to today, because I made the change, and based on the results, I have never gone back to the old way, and I want to show you what that is right now. So I asked myself, how did I get agents, real estate agents, who stuck? And after thinking about what I could look at and what I could try, here's what I ended up doing. I compared the ads that I ran in the papers. In those days, we had newspapers. They were actually physical things. I guess people still have them. We ran ads in the classifieds in the local papers. So what I did is I ran an ad for recruiters that I got from the top earner in the company. And this is basically what they said. We borrowed it right from the top earner. So this is the gist of it. The ad said, $10,000 a month, need help, international company in the health industry, no experience required, will train. And that was roughly the ad. And we could, in those days, talk about money. Nobody complained about it. Of course, you can't do that today, but this was, you know, 27 years ago, 28 years ago. So that was the ad. Okay, notice. $10,000 a month, need help, international company in the health industry, no experience required, will train. And of course, the phones rang off the hook 24/7. It never stopped. We had calls at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., all kinds of times. Bunches of signups and bunches of initial orders of $5,000. So these were water filters, and we sold packages of $5,000 for people who wanted to be wholesalers and distribute them, you know, sell them to customers. So the first check we got from that company was a nice fat mid five figures check. This is the first company I had done where I had started getting nothing but customers, and then we learned how to recruit. And so this is that phase of that company. But remember, while we got a nice fat five figure check, 2 months later, less than half of the people were left. So what I did is I reviewed the real estate agent ads that I had run, where I had lost nobody. People came in and they stuck. They stayed. They did what we wanted. So here's is the ad, roughly, that we wrote to get real estate agents wanted. And this is in the classified section of the paper with the real estate area, you know. Again, 27, 28 years ago. We had wanted someone to help us show qualified commercial tenants hidden jewel spots in our city. Preference will be given to someone who loves the city and thinks they know every hidden cool block and back alley in town, especially in the financial district, both retail and office space. Okay, that was basically what we had. Then we added somebody who loves to plan client tours and has walked around all the spots to be shown, who loves and knows the local history, shows where the and who knows where the great lunch spots and trains and trolleys and cabs are during the showing. This is what we wanted. You know, we wanted people who really love the town, know the history, know where all the cool stuff is. That's what we wanted, because that's who we were, right? That's why we did real estate, because we were good at it. We got good at it. And then at the end, we said, these are major long-term lease tenants with 10 to 50-year leases, so the commissions are in the mid-five figures. That means people earn $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per deal. Okay? That was the real estate, basically the real estate ad. So the bottom line is we listed who we wanted, that we wanted to have come and apply, and what they would do, and then how they would do it, right? How, as in with great loving, great caring, great excitement for what they got to show people, right? That's what we looked for. The bottom line is we listed who we wanted, what they would do, how they would do it, and we asked for that before we mentioned what kinds of deals. We said commercial, so people would know it was commercial versus, say, residential or beachfront property. But we said all that before we mentioned what the compensation was. And even then, we didn't give a number. We said mid-five figures. So if somebody didn't have any idea what that meant, they wouldn't be a right person for us in any event. So what we did, based on that ad and what the principles were, we created new ads to grow the network marketing business, and that's probably why you're here. You want to see what that is. And they mirrored the agent ads. And except for certain things that are current today versus 27 years ago, the principles that we use today to run ads, to create posts, to create whatever we're doing are exactly the same, as you'll see here when you get to the end of this. So here was the new ad for the network marketing business that we were growing. This is the gist of it, okay? Again, to match really and mirror what the real estate agent ads had been that we had, okay? So here we go. Wanted, key person. International company in health, seeking key player to help recruit and train local sales area team, okay? So wanted, key person. International company in health, seeking key player to help recruit and train local area sales team. Then we added, must have experience in marketing, teaching, own your own business, and enjoy public speaking. Send or fax, because we had faxes in those days, resume too, and then we would put the number. That's what we did. Now notice a couple things. Key person, singular, only one. Seeking a key player to help recruit and train local area sales team. Must have experience, marketing, teaching, own their own business, and enjoy public speaking. Now, a note about public speaking. I cannot tell you how many people told us, Kim, do not run that ad. Why? Nobody's going to come. Why? Because everybody's afraid to public speak. And I thought, well, but that's what I want. I want somebody who can get up in front of a room and talk to people. I want somebody who enjoys that. So I'm going to keep it because I don't want people who are introverts. At that point, I wanted players who would get up and speak like I did. And since I had been a teacher for a long time, I wasn't afraid to get up in front of a room. And so I wanted people like that. So even though I was admonished, like, don't run the ad, nobody's going to come. People would rather die than public speak. I guess speaking in public is the second biggest fear people have. But my feeling was that is exactly who I did want. So even if I got three people and I ended up getting two of them into the business, they would be able to do what I thought we really needed to grow fast, which is be able to speak in public. Like today, doing lives on Facebook is probably very similar for many people who are really afraid of showing themselves, afraid of how they look, and yada, yada, yada. And then we had a resume. And for those of you who are thinking resume, job, resume, job, we were clear in the ad that we wanted the resume to see what they had done. Not because this was a job. We told people in the interviews before they ever came, this is not a job. Everything is based on your performance, right? So make sure that you know that we know that and did that. And that's why we got good people. So notice we did not talk the money. We did not talk easy, right? We talked qualifications. We talked what they would do and how they would do it. And we asked for a key person, a recruiter and trainer. That is what we did. Why? Because that's who I thought I was. I wanted people like me. That's what I wanted. So let me tell you what happened. We got 400 resumes. I mean, the first weekend we got like 50 of them. And people brought them to the front door of the building. And we got many, 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 many qualified people. And that is what we did to grow as fast as we did. Now, just so you know, when we got these resumes, we had a few people contacting every single one of them just to qualify them on the phone. We had some qualification questions like, what have you done before? We saw their resume, but you know, we were looking for certain kinds of people, and we would qualify them and then book them into a university. We got one of the local universities, used their conference room, and 2 or 3 days a week, we would have events in the morning and in the afternoon in those conference rooms and do the presentations and sign up the people who were the right ones for what we wanted. So this is the big change that we made, and that is how we grew so fast. Not only that business, but all the other 5 businesses that I have ever done over the last 27, 28 years. So that's really the big change. We did not lead with the big money or the big easy. We led with who specifically we were looking for and what they would be doing and why it mattered. That's what we did. And P.S., we were seeking drivers. I didn't know it at the time, but the industry is made up of a lot of people doing a little. I'm sure you've all heard that, and that's true. They buy their own product and maybe get a couple of people in, and a few drivers. And it's the drivers who bring in countless people who are a lot of people doing a little. And we were looking for drivers because that's who I thought I was, and I wanted to grow fast. That's why I asked for people who were comfortable speaking in public and who had had teaching experience and who had owned their own business before. We expected not to get very many people, but we figured the ones we get will be better than the ones that we could have gotten. And that's exactly, of course, what happened. We ended up, for one of these, we had 13 people that were frontline. We ended up with 3 who turned into like 13,000 people within 11 or 12 months. You see, so it's really a question of knowing what you want. And if you want to grow fast, you've got to have people with you who want to grow fast and who can do those things at the beginning. That's not to say you don't take other people, but for the drivers, you need the people who are going to drive. And then you have other people helping the ones who are just getting started. Okay, so we wanted people who could and would wield influence, personal power, and energy. And that's who we thought we were, and that's who we thought we, if we started with them, we'd grow the fastest. And you know, think about it. Jesus only had 12, right? And now look. And he had a frontline pukey, hello? And other issues with people over there. But the key is he had really just 12, and now look. And they didn't have any of this internet stuff like we have now. We can grow a lot faster. So my question to you is, would you like to learn to do something like this, not only learn how to recruit and get customers in today's world, and would you like to learn how to ask for people who want to help you start and carry on and spread your own movement, the one that you're promoting, instead of people that are looking for a quick buck, quick hurry-up money? So if you want that, book a time. You'll look at the video box that you're staring at right now. There should be a green button right below this video. You should see it there. Do you see there? I make a little arrow there so you can see it. Yep, you see where to book the call, the green one at the bottom there? Book a call so you can talk to one of our people and we can see what is the status of your business. Where do you want to go? Why aren't you there yet? And can we help you one way or another? To see if we, not only that you can do things like this, but that you can do things you need to do to bring the right people to you in your lifetime with the least amount of stress and using the skills and talents that you've got that we can probably help you grow. Okay, so that's really what the talk's about, maybe 15, 20 minutes. And what you will do when you click on this green button there, you'll see a pretty complicated page here. You see that? On the right-hand side, you'll see how to book a call. It's a little one-minute video by me showing you how to book the call, what the mechanics are. Scroll down and click, click, click. And the Secret Weapon video there, that's a little 12-minute movie to show you something we've developed. It's a qualification machine. We've automated the whole qualification process, and it's customized to each person that we take in as a client for whatever they're marketing, for the business as well as the product and the customers that you want. And we show you a little bit about how that works, because that's part of what we've learned to do over the years. I never believed we could automate qualifying people, but when I realized that we could, we finally did. And after, I forget, maybe 36 different programmers, we have finally got the software set up that allows us to create secret weapons that are really custom screening processes that take moments of our time. And we get dozens of people booking, just like what you're going to see here. And the only people that you talk to are the ones who have 99% said, yes, I want to do this. That's what it is. Okay? So what's it going to be? Do you want to stay the way you are for the next 2 to 5 years or maybe 20 years? That's the cost of doing nothing. And that may be okay for you. But if it isn't, hit the green button below this video. See that? Right there. Book the call right there on that page. And we'll see you on the inside. It'll be fun. And you'll spend a good 20 minutes. It'll be worth, I believe, every moment of your time. Because no matter what, we will be able to help you one way or another. It may not be with our main offer, but it might be in some other way. And however we can help you move your business further ahead, we will either recommend or offer or show you what you can do on that call. You ready for that? This is Kim Claver. Are you coming?